Israel has given final approval for the construction of 272 new homes in West Bank settlements just hours after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's departure. Under the latest plans, 250 apartments were approved for Ofra and Karne Shomron in the heart of the West Bank, 53 of which have already been built without any permit. An Israeli Defense Ministry official said that the initial approval for new buildings was given several months ago and added that the latest announcement was just a formality. The Israeli anti-settlement group Peace Now criticized Israel's latest move, saying Tel Aviv had the option of suspending settlement plans and giving the so-called peace talks a chance, but instead chose to push ahead with the expansion of settlements. The latest announcement came shortly after Kerry's departure. The U.S. Secretary of State had earlier urged Israel to refrain from taking any steps that would derail the negotiations. The international community considers settlements illegal, and the Palestinians have long viewed settlement construction as a key obstacle to reaching a peace agreement. Let's talk to Press TV's Hannah Ghassis, our correspondent in Ramallah. Hannah, tell us how these talks will affect, how these settlements will affect the talks.
Well, previously this week, acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas had claimed that the Palestinians would join 63 UN organizations if Israel would announce new settlement constructions after the release of the third phase of the prisoners, Palestinian prisoners imprisoned by Israeli forces from before the Oslo Accords of 1993. So I guess we'll see now if the Palestinian Authority will go ahead with this step and take the issue up in the world body instead of these negotiations, which most of the Palestinian factions and the Palestinian people see as fruitless.
And so with these settlements, has the Palestinian Authority literally ditched the talks?
No, not yet. Officially, they have not ditched the talks, and they're not expected to ditch the talks since the Palestinian leadership or the acting PA chief Mahmoud Abbas himself is under a lot of U.S. and European pressure to continue with these talks. And that these pressures amount to political and economic or financial implications to the Palestinian Authority.
All right. Press TV's Hannah Ghassis, our correspondent reporting from Ramallah. Thanks, Hannah.